Hey, mompreneur, are you feeling overwhelmed by content creation? I totally get it. You have a million other things to do, and somehow your kids always know the best time to interrupt you is right when you start doing work. And by best time, I mean worst time. That's why I made the 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar. It tells you exactly what to post so you can ditch the scramble and get back to what matters most, your little womb gremlins and your business. More time for you, more engagement for your business. Get your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar today at sociallyyours.biz/content calendar. Welcome to the Mompreneur Mastery Podcast, where we share actionable Instagram strategies that fit into a busy mom schedule so that you can get more engagement, more leads, and more sales in less time so you can spend more quality time with your family. I'm Sydney O'Brien, an Instagram strategist who started my business with 3 kids under 5 and found a way to do it without sacrificing quality time with my family and only working 2 to 3 hours a day. I love helping other mom business owners find that seemingly impossible mom work-life balance instead of spending too much time creating content that isn't getting them the results they want. If you're an overwhelmed but very ambitious business owner and you want to strategize the heck out of your Instagram account so that you can save time and make more sales, you're in the right place. In the last episode, we talked about the significance of an Instagram strategy, what it is, why you need it, and what it needs to include. But what often gets overlooked in the world of strategic content creation is the concept of content pillars. Some people also call them content buckets. So what exactly are they and why should they matter to you? Well, let's dive right in before your kid interrupts your listening. This is honestly probably one of the first things you learn about when you are learning how to be a social media manager. Now, how I was taught about them in the courses I took to get certified are not how I think is the best way to use them anymore. Not that those courses were wrong or that information was inaccurate, but platforms have changed and people's preferences have changed. So how I was taught, and how if you've been around for a while, you might have seen me talk about this like maybe 2 years ago, but basically content pillars are different types of posts that you need to share. There are 4, and they are as follows. 1, educational content. 2, inspirational content. 3, entertaining content. And 4, promotional content. There was a rough idea of a breakdown where it was suggested that you share 26 to 27% educational, inspirational, and entertaining content, and then around 20% promotional, which is very much just guidelines. But being that social media is so oversaturated now, I think you really need to stop following these super general guidelines and dig deep into what your specific audience wants and will benefit from. So I'm not saying don't post these things in these categories. I'm just saying it's an outdated model. There's just more to your strategy than that, so it shouldn't be your focus or your main goal when it comes to creating content. So if you've heard that in the past, I don't want you to think that content pillars aren't a thing. I just think we're all better off using them in a slightly different, more specific way. I want you to think of content pillars as core topics or themes around which your content revolves. They form the backbone of your content strategy and provide structure and cohesion to your messaging. Knowing your content pillars is super beneficial, not just for you as the content creator and business owner, but also for your audience. Knowing and sticking to your content pillars means less overwhelm when coming up with post ideas to share on Instagram, because you already have these specific topics to pull from and they give you a great starting off point. I find that having the purpose of the post and a content pillar to pull from makes a big difference and reduces a lot of the stress and saves me a ton of time and really helps pull my strategy together. If you go back to the very first episode of Mompreneur Mastery, I talk a bit about having purposes behind each post. And for how it benefits your audience, content pillars have a few essential functions. 1 would be consistency. If you are new here, I am big on consistency in many ways. This is no secret. And in terms of content pillars, that consistency ensures that your messaging remains aligned with your brand values and mission. No matter what specific topic you're addressing, keeping to these content pillars strengthens your messaging and your strategy by staying consistent. And that kind of consistency builds trust within your audience, which might make you think, yeah, okay, sure. But it does. It's a subconscious thing. By keeping on topic and staying on point, you're building trust and authority. And if you want to be able to convert those followers to clients, you need both of those things. The second essential function that I already just kind of mentioned is authority and expertise. Building content around specific pillars allows you to showcase your expertise in those areas. Over time, this helps establish your authority in your niche or industry. And again, that authority leads people to trusting you as an expert in your field and helps convert them from followers to buyers. And the third function is setting yourself apart. Because if you think about it, there are literally billions of people on Instagram. And every day, more and more are small business owners and coaches and course creators trying to use Instagram to sell their offer. Your content pillars should help you set yourself apart from the rest of everyone else in your industry to attract your absolute dream client and make sure that they're connecting with you. And don't worry, I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But yes, so you can see having set content pillars and sticking to them is going to increase your follower to buyer conversion rates. So let's get into how to find your content pillars. First, there should be 4 or 5 of them. And the topics are really going to depend on what you do, who you help, and how you help them. Because like I said, literally billions of people on Instagram. And if your goal is to attract new buyers to your business using your Instagram content, you need to make sure that you are highlighting what makes you different from all the other people that do the same thing as you. Make sure that is conveyed in your content pillars. So, for an example, if you are a nutrition coach, there are a ton of nutrition coaches online. What is your angle? What makes you different from every other nutrition coach out there? Maybe instead of, you know, focusing on weight loss, you help moms have nutritious meals that enable them to keep up with their kids. Maybe they're family-friendly meals or can be made quickly on a busy mom schedule, but you cater to moms and their needs. How can you relay that information in your content pillars so that the content you are making attract and engage those moms that could really benefit from your service? Your content pillars might be meal planning and prepping, you know, to save time and money on groceries. One could be nutrition facts with a focus on foods that are filling and that give you energy so you can chase your kids around the playground. Maybe another one is meal ideas that are kid friendly. Kids are picky. They don't always want to eat things. What can you give them to meet their nutritional needs that they'll actually eat? And then maybe another one is self-care for moms, you know, in terms of movement, hydration, things like that. So the pillars are much more than like the basic fluff any other nutrition coach would have. They're really specific and more helpful to your dream client. Once you have your content pillars, I like writing mine down in a Google Sheet or a Trello board and then listing out subtopics or post ideas under each one so I can keep track of them. From there, I have plenty of things I can talk about in my content, and I can use my insights and my framework for repurposing content to continue to grow and engage my audience and make more sales without spending hours each month stressing, trying to think about what post ideas will work. If you've had some posts that got you follows, engagements, or sales, you can grab my content repurposing framework that I came up with in my new free guide. There's a link to it in the show notes. And that's on content pillars. Quick recap to help you remember. Pillars are the foundation of your content, of your strategy, the themes and topics that are important to your business and your audience. Having pillars means that you always have at least the beginning of a topic idea when you're creating content, and it builds consistency in your messaging and trust and authority with your audience, which gets you more sales. You should have 4 to 5 pillars, and they should set you apart from the others in your industry and be helpful to your audience. Now, as you plan your pillars and content using them, remember that the key to a robust strategy lies in a strong foundation. Content pillars serve as the core support, ensuring that your messaging remains cohesive and engaging. But understanding the theory is just the beginning. To put your knowledge into action and craft a content strategy tailored to your unique needs and your audience's unique needs that saves you time and converts more followers to buyers, check this super special discount link below to book an Instagram strategy power hour with me. During this special one-on-one session, we will delve deep into your brand, helping you identify and refine your content pillars. We will work together to ensure that your content strategy aligns seamlessly with your brand's mission and values so that every piece of content you create serves a purpose and resonates with your audience to lead them down that buyer's journey we talked about in the previous episode. Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to strengthen your strategy and make sure that the content you're taking the time to create is supporting and growing your business. Take the next step by clicking the link in the show notes to book your Instagram Strategy Power Hour at a super exclusive 50% off rate. Let's build those content pillars together and pave the way for your business's success on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. If this content was helpful for you, if you found it valuable, I would love it if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that other mom business owners can find this episode and get the same tips and strategies to support their business and their families. If you have questions or just want to connect, you can find me over on Instagram. My handle is @socially.yours.strategist. Is summer calling, but your content calendar is keeping you stuck inside? I hear you. I would much rather be poolside with my kids and not glued to my phone, wondering what to post to actually get me likes, comments, and sales. I have just the thing to help you with that. I've created something called a Content Maximizer System. It is a step-by-step framework that helps you analyze your content, identify posts to maximize, and it shows you how to turn each of those posts into at least 20 new posts that get you likes, comments, and sales. Double down on your efforts, not your time. Get the Content Maximizer System and reclaim your summer. Visit my website, socialyours.biz/content-maximizer, or visit the link in the show notes for more details.